Hi there and welcome. This is Susan Schiller. I'm praying with you today a very short 1-minute prayer, and it was given to me by my friend Kimberly DeMick at a time in my life when I really needed this prayer. And truly, as I prayed this prayer over and over again, because it does, you know, to build up faith in your heart and to really make a dent in some really bad circumstances, it takes persistence. And I really encourage you to join with me in praying this, not just this one time only, but as many times as you can that you need in your life to break through, like I did. Abba, thank you for making a better way for your children. We are leaving Egypt behind, this old life of debt, divorce, and disasters. Your son Jesus promised us life more abundant. While the enemy's been testing us with diseases, destruction, and rampant murder of our dreams and desires and destiny, well, no more. I declare that I agree with you and your word, and that we have seen the last of dread of disaster and the excruciating pain caused by the enemy's strikes on our families. You, O Lord, are proclaiming a new day over us. You, Lord, are coming in like a flood to drown out our enemies, even as Yahweh did at the Red Sea. All the horses and chariots of man cannot withstand the resurrection power of God. God is opening the way through the sea of our difficulties. You, Lord God Almighty, are unleashing power against all manner of the enemy's devices, schemes, and plans. You are delivering my family out of every trouble and out of the pit the enemy thought that he had prepared for me. Instead of evil, we are poised in attitudes of awe and wonder, even though it may at first feel like shock when our God's hand moves. Your wonders are being loosed right now from heaven to earth. We remember that the Hebrew families felt fearful when they first left Egypt, and it took them all night long to pass between the walls of water surrounding them, chased by the Egyptian army. But what seemed like fear transformed into a mighty miracle as they turned around and watched your hand move the waters back into place, drowning the enemy right before their eyes. We declare that your salvation is passing before our very eyes, and we will live to share this testimony with the next generation. You promised long ago that you would go before us and that you would be our rear guard. Thank you, Abba God, for never abandoning us. You will always be near to us, especially when we draw near to you. The enemy flees at the sound of your name. So your kingdom come, and your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. All glory, honor, and power be to you. Amen. Thanks for being with me today and for joining in this prayer. Come back next time for more 1-minute prayers. These short prayers are powerful. Believe me, I just last November passed through the Red Sea and entered into the Promised Land. I know these work, and I'm believing them for you.